Let's go into the practice. We start with the body. Become aware of the body. Try to relax the mind. At the same time, bring some more focus. And now some of you into practice. So those who knows, maybe you can connect with the merit fields. Just in front of you. And because this will bring a different energy here. It's actually the Buddha's hair. From our heart, we feel connected with all the beings around us in this world. And on the right side sits your father, and on the left side your mother. And even they're not alive anymore, imagine they are here, so that they get some benefits. And also imagine all the close ones around you. And some of them you can see, hey, they're not alive anymore, they already passed away. But now they are here. I then include all the other living beings in human form, even the Tushita dogs, you imagine in human form. You can see, sitting on the top of the earth, it's just mind-blowing how many living beings are there. And they all have the same wish for happiness. And because of these conditions, they really rely on our enlightenment right now. Totally relying on us, on the effort we make here. Try to feel this. Maybe even the wish can arise. And to benefit. Just think about your mom, your dad, your close ones. And they're all the same. Just want to be happy. Doesn't want to experience pain. We start with the first power, the power of reliance, which is the refuge in bodhicitta. So just recite the refuge prayer. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. By practice of giving and order perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. By my practice of giving and order perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. So within the four immeasurables, it's also, you can say, bodhicitta prayer. Bring bodhicitta in your heart. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May they abide in equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. Oh, I'm so sorry. The refuge prayer is here. It's a different one. And then the power of regrets. So we're going to do it in a different way. So sitting here, like on the top of the earth, with all the beings around you, just try to reflect, when you look into the future, what kind of suffering you're going to experience. Even just think about this lifetime. What kind of suffering that going to be? Like with the body, all the sicknesses. Yeah, this body is temporary. It's like a guest house. At the end, we have to check out. It's like this, huh? All the problems with others, society, especially nowadays, it's very difficult to deal with people. It was all about attachment nowadays, about more, about better. Even when you just switch on the television, it's all about more and about better. Just imagine the suffering we'll experience in this lifetime. Especially we'll experience suffering. Yeah. You even don't have to go thinking about the karma. But just when you think about your negative mind of attachment, hatred and ignorance, because of these disturbing emotions, you experience suffering, difficulties with everything. And with other people. And of course, the karma, when you look back into the past, about a harmful action you did, can you remember another person who got hurt by your action, with the body, speech or mind? Can you remember when you hurt someone? How was this action motivated? With attachment, hatred or ignorance? And besides that somebody got hurt, having done this action leaves an imprint in your mind, which will lead to suffering in the future. Something we don't wish for. To try to bring up a feeling of regret. Because you don't want to have deceit in your mind that will bring me suffering. Because I'm sick of suffering. And the most worst is the habits. Maybe there's a habit, a tendency. Maybe a tendency to lie, to steal, drawn to killing, sexual misconduct, or causing disunity between people, using insulting words. Is there a habit, a tendency that comes very easily? You know, and a tendency, yeah, or a habit is the most worst one. When we don't purify it, it goes from lifetime to lifetime. From lifetime to lifetime, creating negative karma. So definitely we have to purify this one. And having these negative imprints on my mind is just unbearable. As if I have swallowed poison. And I have to practice the antidote right away and purify these negative imprints immediately without a second's delay. So try to generate a strong feeling of urgency and regret. And know that there are so many living beings who already passed away exactly at our age. And there are so many living beings, say humans, who were born after us and already passed away. It's almost a miracle that we're still alive. Death can come every moment. Isn't it unbearable? Does the thought that you would die, having these negative imprints in your mind? We have to purify these negative imprints immediately, without a second's delay. And then the remedy, we turn our mind to Vajrasattva, who is like the doctor, who has the method to purify all my negative imprints. And I'm not doing this practice only for myself, but for all living beings. They completely rely on me, because your enlightenment becomes the cause of enlightenment for others. So I have to purify all my negative imprints immediately, without a second's delay. And out of compassion, Vajrasattva comes above the crown of our heads. Same like on the picture. And it looks exactly in the same direction like you. So Vajrasattva sits on the lotus. And on top of the lotus, it's like a moon seed. It's like a cushion, like a flat cushion. And the moon represents compassion. And on top of this sits Vajrasattva. And he sits cross legs in the Vajra posture on the full lotus. And he holds in his right hand a Vajra, a Dodje in Tibetan. And with the left hand, he holds a bell that's resting on his hip, on the left hip. And he's in the nature of light. So not something solid, but a nature of light. And from Vajrasattva's side, there's no self-interest. Just wants to benefit us, wants to help us to purify our negative karma. So just another emanation of a Buddha who takes this emanation, it's easy to benefit us, in this case to purify our negative karma. So just try to have faith that Vajrasattva sits above the crown of your head. Is even more important than having a strong visualization. If you don't see anything, no problem. It's normal in the beginning. Have the faith that Vajrasattva sits above the crown of your head. Yeah. Even try to feel it. I'm going to do three purifications. We start with the purification of body. Yeah. feel this heart connection with the beings around you. They rely on you for their enlightenment, especially those very close to you, because this karmical connection. If possible, it's a law of compassion in your heart. I have to purify these negative imprints, which are obstacles on the path, not only for my own happiness, but for the happiness of all beings. So with the purification of the body, maybe think about a painful action you did in the past with your body. Take the most painful one. Was it motivated with attachment, hatred or ignorance? And when you recite the mantra with the visualization, imagine that this gets purified, the karma created having done this negative action. And also realize that this negative action you did in this lifetime with the body, you did in many lifetimes. And all the other negative actions with your body. Imagine that we're going to purify them. So what you visualize is white light coming down from Vajrasattva, which enters to the crown of your head. And then like a very powerful shower, like the light goes down like a very powerful shower. Yeah? And when it goes down, it pushes out to the lower openings, yeah, or down from the body, like black smoke or liquid, black liquid, get pushed out all your negativities which we created and with our body, like all these imprints. Yeah, in this way. So try to visualize this, like radiant white light to the crown from Vajrasattva, sorry, comes over Vajrasattva to your crown, like a very powerful shower, and hold your body coming down, flushing down all the negativities, get pushed out of the body. And try to do this very strongly. Imagine this very strongly. And recite the mantra for 7 times. Yeah. And you can use the paper for that.
Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenova Tidadiro Mebava Sutokayo Mebava Supokayo Mebava Anurakto Mebava Sarva Siddhi Me Parasya Sarva Kama Chuchame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenova Titadido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Parasa Sarva Kama Chuchame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarva Tate Gate Vajra Mame Musa Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahumpe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenova Siddhadido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Parasya Sarva Kama Chuche Me Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarva Tate Gate Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahumpe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manubalaya Vajrasattva Tenova Titarido Mebhava Sutokayo Mebhava Supokayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiri Mebharata Sarvakame Trushime Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajramame Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahumpe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenava Titarido Mebhava Sutokayo Mebhava Supokayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiri Meparatsa Sarvakama Chujame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajramame Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahumpe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenova Titadido Mebhava Sutokayo Mebhava Supokayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiddhi Meparasa Sarvakama Chujame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajramame Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahumpe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenapa Titatido Mebhava Sutokayo Mebhava Supokayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Siddhi me parasa sarva kama chuche me Shritam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavan Sarva tate gata vajra mamme mutsa Vajra bhava maha samaya sattva ahum pe
So try to feel that all your negatives of body has been purified, all the negative imprints we have been collecting with our body. Just imagining this is very powerful. Those who have some understanding of emptiness, where you even bring emptiness into it, becomes even more powerful. Like, wow, they all have been purified from beginless time. And then imagine that your body can do nothing else than only benefiting others. No way it can harm yourself and others. Wow, how wonderful. And then with the purification of speech, think about a painful action you did with the speech. This can be lying, insulting words. Or with your speech, causing disunity between people, but also idle gossip. This becomes a negative imprint in the mind. This becomes even an obstacle for our enlightenment. And bring suffering in the future, something we don't wish for. Is I have swallowed poison. I'm sick of it. I have to purify it right now. With all the beings around me who are completely relying on me for their enlightenment, I have to purify my mind. So imagine now Yeah, with this visualization, that the light again comes down from Vajrasattva. Like the nectar, you can say also nectar or light, into the crown. And it starts to fill up the body. So from down in the body, it fills up, this light starts to fill up the body. And on top of this light, or this nectar, you can say like oil on the water, it's floating on the water. The light gets more and more up, or the nectar filling up the body. And at the end, all the negativities that's floating on the nectar, and you get pushed out to the crown of your head. That's the visualization. All the negativities and defilements are floating on top of the light. So like a glass of water, which you fill with water. So a glass or cup you fill with water is filling up. And the dirt is on top of it. And then it starts to spill over when you put more and more water. So all the defilements and negative karma get pushed out to the crown of your head. With the visualization. Especially try to concentrate. With faith, Vajrasattva above the crown of your head. And with compassion in your heart for all living beings. And again we recite for 7 times.
Om Vajrasattva Sammaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopa Titadido Mebhava Sutukayo Mebhava Supukayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiri Meparasa Sarvakaman Suchame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajramamme Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Sammaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopa Titarido Mebhava Sutukayo Mebhava Supukayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiddhi Meparasya Sarvakama Trichame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajramame Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenapa Titadido Mebhava Sutukayo Mebhava Supukayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiddhi Meparasya Sarvakama Trichame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajramame Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopa Titadido Mebhava Sutukayo Mebhava Supukayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiddhi Meparasya Sarvakama Chichame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajramame Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenapa Titadido Mebhava Sutukayo Mebhava Supukayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiddhi Meparasya Sarvakama Trichame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sarvatata Gata Vajramame Musa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopa Titadido Mebhava Sutukayo Mebhava Supukayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiddhi Meparasya Sarvakama Trichame Shritam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajramame Mutsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Jainapa Chisadiro Mebhava Sutukayo Mebhava Supukayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiddhi Meparasa Sarvakama Chuchame Shritam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarvatata Gata Vajramame Mutsa Vajrabhava Ma Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe.
So concentrate with very peaceful, calm minds. And feel that your negativities of speech have been purified from beginning this time, these negative imprints. And imagine that your speech can do nothing other than benefiting others. No way it can harm anymore. So feel joy. And then the purification of mind. Yeah. So normally when we recite the mantras in a session, yeah, like the maybe like a retreat or a session, and normally you don't move the body. Yeah, I mean stretching, relax, but now feel the need is there to stretch because it becomes difficult to concentrate. Yeah? So just stretch your legs. Yeah? Or change your position. Yeah? That's okay. Yeah. So the next one is considered the most important one. Because of the visualization. Yeah. It really can trigger realizations. Yeah, it really can trigger. Yeah. It really connects very deeply, this one, this visualization. Connects with the primordial wisdom inside of us. So what you imagine, yeah, is that the light comes down in the crown, to the crown of your head, again from Vajrasattva. When it enters your crown, it goes into your central channel, and the moment when it touches your heart chakra, yeah, it's like a light that gets switched on in a dark room. Yeah? And if you do very fast, yeah, like light on and off. I don't know how you call this light, you know, or the disco you have this, right? Like this, you know. So imagine, this light comes down on nectar from Vajrasattva. Yeah. Comes down into the crown, maybe take light. Yeah. And then it comes down, and when it touches your heart chakra, yeah, choom, gets switched on. Yeah. So think about a painful thought you had, to give harm to someone. A thought with aversion. Or attachment, you know, wrong views. So recite the mantra again for 7 times. And again, feel this connection with the beings around you. They really rely on you and your enlightenment. And in faith, the Vajrasattva is above the crown of your head, with a strong wish to purify these negative imprints created with the minds. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopa Tita Dido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarvastiri Me Parasya Sarva Kama Chuchame Shritam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenova Tita Dido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Paratsa Sarva Kama Chucha Me Shritam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tate Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manubalaya Vajrasattva Tenava Tita Dido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Upo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Parasa Sarva Kama Chucha Me Shritam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenapa Tita Dido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Paratsa Sarva Kama Chucha Me Shritam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenapa Tita Dido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Parasa Sarva Kama Chucha Me Shritam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamya Sattva Aho Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenapa Tita Dido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Parasa Sarva Kama Chucha Me Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamya Sattva Ahum Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenapa Tita Dido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anurakto Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Parasa Sarva Kama Chucha Me Shritam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mutsa Vajra Bhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahum Pe So concentrate on a very peaceful, calm mind, single-pointedly. Imagine that all the negative imprints created with the mind have been purified. From beginless time. So imagine this has some power after the mantra recitation. You can bring in the view of emptiness, or you let the mind sink into non-duality, and then imagine the mind is completely purified from all these negative imprints. And imagine now that your mind can do nothing other than benefiting others no way you can harm yourself and others. There's only love, compassion, wisdom, love and kindness. Try to feel joy. And try to generate faith, and having been purified, strong faith. And the last power is the power of restraint or resolve, which is the determination not to do again. I'm going to do my best not to harm anyone anymore. I'm going to do my best with my body, speech and mind. I try to stop it for as long as possible. Those negative actions bring so much harm to others and myself. And Vajrasattva is very happy, very pleased. We're making progression on the path. And imagine, Vajrasattva, above the crown of your head, that the lotus dissolves into the moon disk, dissolves into Vajrasattva, who then dissolves into this radiant white light that comes down to the crown of your head, into your body. And when it touches your heart, it starts to radiate into the body. This radiant light, white light, starts to fill up the body, which becomes like a blessing. Purification of body, speech and mind. And spontaneously you can feel a connection with the beings around you, for your mother, your father, the close ones. And you recognize they all the same. Want to be happy and not want to have pain. From a very peaceful mind, a thought arises. May I benefit all living beings. Whatever I do may become a cause of enlightenment for all living beings and all you are included. And then we dedicate the positive merit towards the highest. To become yourself, like a Buddha. The highest realizations will become so beneficial, which will become enlightenment for others. They really rely on us. The strong wish to become yourself, a full enlightened being, for the benefit of all living beings, will only bring the perfect conditions together in the future, and even right now. And when it sinks into your heart, it straight away becomes protection. So whatever obstacles there on the path, may they be removed. Having done this practice, in this second, right now. And may we always find perfect teachers, who can guide us up to the full enlightenment. For the benefit of all living beings. So take your time to finish this session here. So tonight I would like to advise you to put your head not in the lap of the Buddha but in Vajrasattva's lap. Just imagine this. It's the Buddha who takes this form as Vajrasattva. Just put your head in the lap on the right side. And you can make a very strong aspiration before you fall asleep. And with the head in Vajrasattva's lap. And that all your negative karma may be purified at beginless time. For the benefit of all beings. So with some love, compassion in your heart, you've fallen asleep. Yeah? Okay. So I wish you a good night, or maybe not a good night. Yeah. Yeah. It's purification, yeah? Rejoice.